Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh my God, Kayla just freaked out a second ago.
The Avengers just put out a new trailer this morning for Endgame. And I haven't watched it yet, but my boyfriend texts me immediately and says, you have to watch this trailer.
Oh my God. So it wasn't really Kayla that freaked out. It was her boyfriend, buddy.
Oh my God.
It's going to be awesome. You know what, though? There's been so much in the Marvel Universe. I'm very confused. I can't keep up now. I can't. I don't know what I've seen and what I haven't.
And Captain Marvel is in this, in the Endgame
thing,
right?
They're all in it. Here's the thing. We did go see Captain Marvel last weekend.
Yes.
And you know, I don't think we're spoiling anything. You know they always do teasers at the end of the Marvel
movies. There's always a cookie at the end.
There's always something there. I will
say, in the credits.
It makes me want to see Endgame so bad.
Okay. No,
my
son
said the same thing. He absolutely loved it.
But honest to God, I'm not really sure what I've missed. I don't think we've seen Infinity War yet.
Infinity War.
My wife sees everything. My wife finally gets over it. She's like, I'm watching this. I'm not waiting for you. Speaking of Captain Marvel, let's play a game. What's your buzzer?
Kakui.
Okay, what's your buzzer?
Yeah.
What's your buzzer?
Ow!
All right, then. Name. I like it. Name the song from the Captain Marvel soundtrack. Kayla, this is where I think you're going to have a shot at this.
Name the song. I'm always bad at songs.
Yeah, but you grew up on classic rock with your dad.
Yeah.
So I think this might work. And there's a couple that I think are in your wheelhouse.
He's cheating.
No, I'm not.
Oh, did he start typing?
No, he has his Twitter open.
Yeah, he's awful like that. Yeah, no, he's terrible.
I'm not.
Honestly, he's typing. It has nothing to do with the show right now. He's just like, hey, what's going on? Yeah, he just does that. It keeps him in the zone.
All right, perfect.
It does. No, it's all right.
No, I'm kind of ADD. I've got to keep doing something. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Case in point. All right, here we go.
Yeah,
Spence officially buzzed in first. Kayla, however, jumped out of her chair and raised her hand first. Spence,
Crazy on you.
I believe we have to take your first answer. Crazy for you is incorrect. Kayla?
It's Heart Crazy on You.
Crazy on You is correct. Kayla takes one zip.
I've seen Heart no less than 5 or 6 times. I love Heart so much.
Really?
Yeah.
When I was a child, I lived 3 houses down from them.
Oh, my God. So when they broke up a few years ago, the sisters, they had a huge fight because the nephew and all that stuff. I cried because I was like, no, it's
speaking
the end of
ADD, speaking of ADD, we really need to get going with this bit. Spence.
Lita Ford, Kiss Me Deadly.
Bam. Spence gets one. Okay. We may have to hear the rest of this.
It just shows that I'm old. Cocoon.
Oh, you weren't even ready. This was the one I thought you'd get.
I would have if I was quicker.
Spence is up 2-1.
No, he didn't answer.
I did.
What?
Oh.
I did. He just did.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't hear your answer. I'm sorry. I was like, okay.
Do you mind if you so competitive? Just keep going
take it
here.
Easy. Yeah. No idea.
Mm-mm.
Elastica Connection.
Probably the best song we've heard, too. I like that. I'm only happy when it
rains. You didn't know that one?
I know that song, but...
Not the next one.
You know that one?
Next
Garbage
one.
Only happened. Only happy when
oh,
it
okay.
Rains. Okay, so it's still 2-1, Spence. Does your buzzer work? Okay, good.
Cocoon.
Spence.
TLC Waterfalls.
Yeah, whatever.
So good.
Okay, hang on.
Wait.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Ready.
All right.
Cocoon.
This was when Spence and I met.
Yeah.
It's gotta be. Was a hit on the radio.
Gotta be. I can't think of the.
You don't
artist,
remember
though.
Her name?
I
loved her when we first met. She came into the radio station. You loved her. Actually, I think she came in here.
I can't think of the artist.
Wait, keep playing it. I got it.
That's it.
She's not.
Desiree was her name.
Never would have got
Desiree.
That.
Desiree. Two more. Oh, you'll know that. You'll get this one.
I'm just a girl.
Yep.
Gwen Stefani.
We'll accept. Make up your mind. Which is it?
Yeah, because I couldn't.
No doubt.
And
the name of the song?
Just a girl. I'm just a girl.
No, it's just
make
a girl.
Up your
You're
mind.
Just a girl.
No, I won't take it. Just so little Jess can have one. I don't think anybody will get this last one, but we'll see. Yeah, we know. I love this song. This is so my childhood in Seattle.
I was going to say, like, it sounds like Green Day to me. I don't know why. Like, Green Day.
No, same genre. That's Courtney Love's band, Hole. Celebrity Skin.
That's a good song.
Celebrity Skin.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm so excited. We have a P1's Court coming up in just a moment. I think this is P1's Court. Because we do need a ruling. Is this the smoothest, most baller, awesome superhero move of all time? Or is it the... Okay, so I'm not supposed to say the D word. What's the other word? Or is it the jerkiest move of all time?
There you go.
And I can't decide. If you ask me now, I might tell you it's the smoothest move ever. You ask me again in 10 minutes, and I might tell you, nah.
What a jerk.
What a jerk. We'll get into that in just a second. Yeah, the folks at Gas Buddy, on the Gas Buddy app. You ever use that?
No.
Gas Buddy app to find out where a gas station is?
Never have.
Close by?
Nope.
I have encyclopedic photographic knowledge where every Terrible Herbs location is. And they're not paying me to say that. That's the truth. Those are our pals.
Yep.
Those are our friends. And therefore, I know where a Terrible's is at all times. And I will not go anywhere else.
Amen.
So, Gas Buddy app, however, used some stats to rank the top 10 cities for aggressive driving. They based the ranking on things like speeding, how often we slam on the brakes, and how fast we accelerate. So, I will tell you, Las Vegas is in the top 10.
Nice.
Interesting. Okay.
Out of the 30 cities they looked at, Minneapolis, least aggressive.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Get there eventually.
Oh, you'll go ahead of us.
Right.
No problem. And by the way, we can only go 30 because it's snow.
Just all the time.
Even in the summer. No, Las Vegas is number 10. And I got to be honest with you. I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah.
That we aren't higher on the list.
With all those seeing four out of the six cities that are in this list are California. And with all of those folks here. And I know I'm doing my part.
Right.
Driving like a maniac.
Mm-hmm. I'm probably lessening our average.
Yeah, you're killing us.
I'm sorry.
We'd be number 9 if you weren't living here.
At least, because number 9 is Austin. Really?
Austin.
Really? We're less aggressive than Austin. That bothers me.
It doesn't seem
I don't real. Know why.
The Portland of Texas. Shocks me.
That's brilliant.
It is.
I think you said that.
Well, that's brilliant. Mark that down. I was brilliant at some point because that was... No, that really is. It's the Portland of Texas.
It's the Portland of Texas, yeah.
Ugh. Detroit, number 8, I guess.
Yeah.
They're just mad. Orlando, number 7.
That doesn't shock me.
What you know about that?
It is a nightmare to drive in Orlando. It's massive out there, don't get me wrong, but just anywhere you go downtown, it's like... Hour 15 right now, we're at the spaghetti bowl, what is it called? Yeah. Anyway, it's like that. It's just everywhere, though.
Yeah,
there's always
the
construction, everything.
Here was my take, and I've only been to Orlando one time. Take away Disney World, and you could nuke that place. You could. Honestly, you could just go through with some sort of heavy equipment and just cut that part out and let it float away into the ocean.
My question is this. Why does it make people more aggressive in Orlando? Because the
bugs.
The
I-4 runs from Tampa to Orlando, and that thing, literally, you sit in traffic for hours. Yeah, it would normally take you an hour and a half to get from Tampa to Orlando. Sometimes it takes you 4 hours because
it's Orlando stink?
No, it smells.
In my recollection of it, and again, just one time, stunk.
I don't know where you went. It does not stink.
Could have been a cab driver.
No.
That was pre-Uber. It could have been a cabin.
The airport's mediocre at best, but exactly. The actual
sucks.
City is awesome.
Orlando sucks.
We're spoiled with McCarran, though. McCarran's an awesome airport.
I hate Orlando.
Me too.
I realize I hate Orlando.
You know what? You know what? You know what Orlando is? It's the Fresno of Florida. That's what.
Bam! Bam! Should have saved that for the end because I could have jingled out.
Sorry about that.
No, San Diego number six for the most aggressive drivers. I didn't find that. In fact, I thought people were like, "Hey, bro, all right." I was like, you people need to move out of my way.
That shocks me, too.
When I was in San Diego, that surprised me. San Francisco, number five, makes sense. Very Atlanta, number four. We've been a couple of times to Atlanta. I didn't think that was so bad.
Downtown. We haven't been to downtown Atlanta.
You got to go through downtown to get from Buckhead to the airport.
I don't remember going through.
Go right there because you were drunk. Remember?
Yeah, it's true. I was very drunk in those trips.
Show you the pictures from the airport, if you recall. I didn't think Atlanta was that aggressive. It was busy, but it wasn't aggressive. Sacramento. Oh, no, we're still at number four. Did I say San Francisco?
Yes.
San Francisco, five. Atlanta, four. Sacramento, three.
Yeah, you know what? Because everybody lives in Sacramento is angry that they don't live somewhere better.
That's what I thought.
They're just trying to get other places that as made quickly sense. As possible.
Philadelphia, just by birthright, angry.
Yeah.
And L.A., number one, as you would imagine. Most aggressive. But how can you even be aggressive? You can't move.
Right.
It shocks me that New York isn't on that
list. Yes.
Again, where are you going to drive? There's nowhere to drive.
Yeah, but if you've ever been in a car in New York City, it is the most aggressive driving I've ever seen.
Here's what's funny. LA gets the reputation, and now there's the stats to back it up. But I don't find LA to be that aggressive.
Oh, we're aggressive. Yeah, I mean, you can feel the tension of us shifting from one lane to the other.
I hear you. I just don't. When I've driven there, I've been like,
because you're going to Disneyland, man.
Everything's good. It's got a little sugar on it.
I am?
Yeah.
No, I'm going downtown to work. Yeah. Going and doing gigs.
Gigs.
My private dances.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
There are two of these stories in the news today. God bless people who cannot control their anger because they are hilarious. They are hilarious. 22-year-old woman in Omaha. Got rear-ended in a Taco Bell drive-thru just before 2 a.m. on Monday. Now, there's no word on where the people were coming from. Just before 2 in the morning at Taco Bell.
Mm.
But, so the guy who hit her denied doing it. I didn't hit you, he says. It's not clear if he bumped her to make her order faster or if it was just an accident, like maybe his depth perception wasn't so great. You know what I'm saying? His reaction time wasn't so good. She said she was going to call the cops because he said he didn't hit her and she got hit. This is when this guy went nuts. So the more nuts he got, the more she realizes, I probably better document this. She starts filming him.
Okay.
So dude gets out of his car, grabs the phone from her hand, Conor McGregor style, and throws it into the snow. Then, as if that's not enough, gets back in his car, hits the gas, and starts shoving her SUV through the drive-thru lane. That's not even the craziest part. Then homeboy gets out of his car again, jumps into her car, because she didn't get back into it yet. He got back into his. What? He's shoving her car through the drive-thru lane. She's standing there, probably going after her phone in the snow. My guess.
At this point, yeah.
My guess. So he gets out of his car, jumps into her car and slams it into a light pole.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, dude's girlfriend is also there and now tries to take a swing at this poor woman who's just trying to order some delicious Taco Bell at 2 in the morning and apparently is not doing it quick enough. Taco Bell employee manages to block the punch and separates everybody. The couple was gone by the time police got there. The woman did get their license plate number. Last we heard, cops were still looking for them.
Oh, my God.
The video is online. The video is online and might find its way to KLUC.com sometime soon. There's another one of these. Back east, they're crazy with the winter because it's been bad.
Yeah, a rough one.
37-year-old guy in northern Michigan gets his car stuck in the snow on Tuesday. Cops show up after there were multiple points of gunshots. Now, this is in Hancock, Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula. That's the part that's across the lake north of Wisconsin.
Okay.
It's the part that's not even, you know how Michigan's like a mitten?
Yeah.
This is the part that's above that. That's where the Upers are. It's like, that's what I call them, Upper Peninsula Upers. And literally, it might as well just be, you know, North Pole. It might as well be. So the cops show up after this guy got his car stuck in the snow because there's gunshots being reported. Who got shot? Nobody. The guy's so pissed that his car is stuck in the snow that he started shooting the snowbank that he was stuck
in. Idiot.
Police found a Glock in his car. Several shell casings on the ground next to the snowbank. So he shot it, they believe, somewhere between 10 and 17 times. They're not sure. And then, wow, shocking, police realized he was drunk and they arrested him. So now it's not... I don't think you can get that much in that much trouble for shooting the snowbank. Not sure if they can actually prove the DUI, but...
Discharging one while drunk.
Discharging
exactly.
And while, yeah, and that kind of stuff. No, but you know what? God bless people.
That's awesome. Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.